Cutblock DL1313, locally known as the Reed Road Forest, won't see any logging this year. The BC Timber Sales, BCTS, 2023-2027 operating plan for the area, released June 22, shows timber sale A91376 removed from the DL1313 and no indication of a date when harvesting activity could occur within that cut block. It appears that we have a year's reprieve from the logging of DL1313, but permanent protection of this valuable forest is yet to be secured. Sunshine Coast Regional District Area E, Elphinstone, Director Donna McMahon wrote in a June 27 email to Coast Reporter. This parcel was part of a watershed reserve established in the 1940s but was added to the BCTS timber supply area in 2013 without public consultation. The Elphinstone Community Association has been leading efforts for a long-term solution ever since, thanks to the persistence and hard work of dedicated volunteers and concerned neighbors. She explained that an SCRD application to the province for nominal rent tenure over DL1313 is to be submitted by the end of this year. Reporting of efforts by staff to finalize that submission, she noted that plans are being developed for public consultation on the issue by October. In July, a reach out to the Squawu 7 Mesh, Squamish, Nation to request engagement is scheduled, as a precursor to discussions on the intent for land and a request for a letter of support from the Nation for the SCRD's application. In her email, McMahon wrote, "My fingers are crossed for a positive outcome, with the application, which would see the area's tenure removed from BCTS and transferred to the SCRD." Mount Elphinstone areas in 2024 plans. No other BCTS Elphinstone map area cut block releases are slated for this year. The earliest planned date for activity in that area on block TA0521, near Joe Smith Creek in the Upper Roberts Creek area. That is proposed in 2024. The plan lists that TA0519, near that in the same vicinity is proposed for auction in 2027. Spokesperson for Elphinstone Logging Focus, Ross Muirhead, told Coast Reporter the group plans to provide feedback to BCTS on those plans. In a June 26 email, he stated, "The amount of logging they're proposing is unacceptable. For example, the amount of forest cover loss in the Roberts Creek watershed would result in an unacceptable risk to both peak flows and corresponding low flows to this important channel." Public input on the plan can be provided up to August 25. In the plan's cover letter, it is stated that site-specific comments or concerns of potential impacts to your interests can help BCTS relate your comments to our operations so we are better able to assess them and, where appropriate, manage for these values in our final plans.